101.5 KKLA Los Angeles and on the web at KKLA.com. Thank you. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. Well, we're about a week or two into the new year, and I don't know about you, but I've been hearing from my sphere of influence and circle of acquaintance a lot of people that are stressed out going back to work. Or I even heard a buddy talk about his bill, credit card bill from Christmas. Not good. Stress after the holidays. Do you relate at all? Does it resonate at all with you? Well, we're going to talk about it right now. Dr. Mark Baker is here. He is Executive Director of LaVie Counseling Centers. Mark, welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show here on KKLA.
Frank, good to see you as always. Glad to be here.
After the holiday, after Christmas stress, is this something that you know and have heard a little bit about?
Quite a bit, actually. You know, I've been at the LaVie Counseling Center since 1980, long time. And we have found that we get most calls for help, for psychological help, for emotional help, right after the holidays. That's where people pick up the phone and they say, you know what, I've got to get some help. I need to work some stuff out. So yes, we're very familiar with what people are feeling right now, this week. There are two main things that people call in about right after the holidays. Number one, they call in because they're lonely. They call in because the holidays really put the spotlight on the fact that they don't have a family to go to.
Yep.
And the holidays, I know, are supposed to be a great time, and a happy time, a joyful time, celebrating the birth of Christ. But for some people, it's actually a terrible time because they don't have love in their life in the way that they need it. So people are calling in, dealing with the fact that they don't have a family. And so we have a whole bunch of people who are dealing with that, with depression and loneliness. That's a very important subject. I want to say a bit about that. But the second reason, the two reasons people call in, the second reason people call in is because they do have a family to go to, and it doesn't work out that well for them. So there's a whole bunch of people who are reminded that I wish I didn't have a family that I had to spend the holidays with.
I'm laughing. I don't want to sound insensitive, but in a way, it is kind of funny.
It is. You know, either you don't have a family to go to and that makes you sad, or you do have one and that makes you mad.
Yeah.
So those are the two groups. People come in and they realize, you know, I've got issues with my mom. I've never worked those out. I've got issues with my dad. I'm still angry with him. It clarifies I've got issues with my wife. I've got issues with my kids. And, you know, we're trying to make family work for us over the holidays, and we can't. And there are people who only see their family members during the holidays because they don't want to spend any time with them the rest of the year.
Yeah. Or they live out of the area and they're just see them one time a year, and it's hard to interact if you don't even know them or what's going on with them.
Right, right. Yeah, you don't really get to choose your family members. And so that brings up a lot of issues for people, too. So and now's the time when people are calling in and they're saying, you know what, I've got to work on this. It's been with me my whole life. I can, just because I never mentioned my father's name doesn't mean I don't have issues with him.
Yeah.
And then when I see him, it's all in my face, and I revert back to childhood stuff, and I get angry and defensive, and I gotta get underneath that stuff.
So in a sense, the good news is Christmas is over. We are now in January, and many people are listening right now thinking, why am I really having a hard time? This is natural. This is normal.
Absolutely. Now's the time. That's why people make New Year's resolutions. You know, many people make them. Very few people keep them. But we have this awakening that happens to us. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I need to do things differently. And being with our families during a time which should be a joyful time is what intensifies that. There's this light bulb that goes off for us. I need to do some work. So, and now's the time to do that. And the issue of loneliness, when people come in for that, it's really important to sort that out, because that starts to feel like depression, and people sometimes can't sort out what's going on. Am I grieving the loss of the family I wish I had that I don't have? Am I depressed? Do I have a clinical depression? Do I need to figure that out? Or am I just lonely? You know, and loneliness is a painful feeling of being alone. And when you're pained by being alone, I mean, we're created by God to be able to be alone with him. And a sign of good mental health is the capacity to be able to be alone, to be able to have just you and God in solitude. But that's not painful. When you're alone in a way that's healthy, you are a person who has confidence that you like yourself, you like being with yourself, you like talking to God. And you'll know, because that feels good. But if being alone for you feels painful, If you start to feel dejected or rejected, then that means you're feeling loneliness, which means that the meaning of being alone for you is not good. It means other people don't want to be with me. There's something wrong with me. You start going down the path of making meaning of being alone that leads to loneliness.
Dr. Mark Baker is here from LaVie Counseling Centers. So, Mark, here's the question. Generally speaking, obviously, it's not as if you can give advice out over the air in just a minute or two, but how would one maybe come to the conclusion that it would be best served to see a counselor versus trying to work it out themselves?
Well, the best sign for that is, do you find yourself doing the same things over and over again? You know, have you talked with friends? Have you talked to your pastor? Have you read books? Have you tried to employ the good advice in your life and you can't do it, and so you're doing the same things over and over again? That's a good sign that you need someone who's going to listen to you with a professional ear, not just as a friend would listen to you, but someone who's trained to help you start making different decisions. For most people, you already know what you should be doing, but you can't do it. You block yourself, you get in your own way. And that's where we come in, is we help people get unblocked, help you stop tripping yourself up and already employ what you already know you should do, but you can't.
I have a friend who's a little bit cynical about counseling, and I think we all can benefit at one time or another from counseling. So that being said, he has a little mantra. He says, no, I'm not even about to open that door because I know what's going to happen when I open that door. So I would ask you, and he is listening. I want to say hi by name, but I won't do that. So how does one really grasp the idea of, okay, I want to take responsibility for this. I'm going to make a call because I know that call is going to change things versus just stay in that familiar, normal, in some ways painful, lonely place.
Right. Yeah, well, if you're still doing the same things over and over again, and you're running into now years of doing the same thing over and over again, I would say, then you can use some help of getting unstuck from that. And what are you afraid is going to come out? What are you afraid of? There are two major forces in life, fear and love. And if fear is your motivation, that is never going to liberate you. We should do things because we love to do them, not do things because we're afraid of doing them. Love is always more powerful than fear. You know, and God's love, perfect love, will always cast out fear. So, that's why we went into this business, because everybody at our counseling center is a believer. So everybody has that backdrop. That's the worldview that we have. So everybody that comes to us can bring your fears in. Go ahead and bring them in. We've got people who are equipped both spiritually and professionally to be able to overpower and unlock and get underneath those fears to help you see yourself in a new light. Most people are tripped up because they don't understand themselves as well as they think they do. People will say that. I don't need to go to counseling. I know what he's going to say. Those are people who think they already know the answer. They know themselves. And we always find out you don't know yourself as much as you think you
do. Yeah, it's hard to think you're objective about yourself when you live with your stuff 24/7.
Yeah, you can't be.
Dr. Mark Baker is here from LaVie Counseling Center. We could have this conversation during the Christmas and holiday season about the stress, but truth be told, as Mark was just sharing, this is the time of year when things really start to erupt, if you will. Two areas that we're going to talk about on the other side would be something we all can relate to, finances and money. Some of us get the bill in the mail post-Christmas. That may be a trigger point. And also marriage. Goodness gracious, there's an easy area right there in lives is marriage. It's simple. You meet the right person. You're blissed out for the rest of your life, and all is good. We will talk more here on the Frank Sontag Show on 99.5 KKLA. We pause now for our first rapid traffic update from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center. 99.5 KKLA, this is the Frank Sontag Show. We are talking post-holiday stress, post-Christmas stress. You know, for some of us, we get geared to just make it through Christmas, make it through the holidays. Maybe Aunt Martha and Uncle Sam are coming over for the first time and you kind of get ready for that. Dr. Mark Baker is here and we're talking about after that and how stereotypically this time of year, January, is when things start really erupting and breaking loose. And Mark, we were talking in the first segment about family and the struggles of either having a family and dealing with that or not having a family and having a sense of loneliness and wanting connection. Can we talk and get into the area of finances and money?
Right.
I know those that run up credit card bills, nonprofit consumer credit card services say this is the time of year when all of that starts coming in the mail and then the reality hits that maybe you overspent. Talk about not only the dangers of that, but from a psychological point of view, what we can do if we have done such things.
Right. That's an issue that we deal with during the holidays a lot, where we counsel people going into the holidays. There are several things you need to watch. Watch your drinking, because you get around your family and all the old stuff comes up and you find yourself drinking too much. And watch your spending, because that's another way of medicating yourself against the problems in your life, where people will spend to try to make feelings go away. And money is symbolic for people, and couples will fight. And right now, this week, I know couples are fighting all over the country, all over the world, because of the meaning of money. The meaning to them of the money is different. Let me give you an example of that. There's a case I've talked about often. This woman was raised in a family where there's a relatively poor family, and her parents saved all their money so that when each birthday would come around, they could buy her the latest Barbie. And when Christmas would come around, they could buy her the nicest dress, because they didn't want her to ever feel poor. They didn't want her to feel like she was deprived. So she watched her parents spend their last dime to give her that thing that made her feel special and like she was like all the other kids. She married a guy who was a hardworking guy that also came from a poor family, whose parents scrimped and saved, and they shopped at used clothing stores. They never bought a new car, so they could save and put this guy through graduate school.
Wow.
Right? So what her parents taught her is, if you love me, you'll spend your last dime on me. What his parents taught him is, if you love me, you will save every dime you've got and put it in the bank. And they found each other and they got married.
And they were blissed out in love and thought they were going to be just forever and a day completely happy. And then that reality starts to rear its head. And
it hit them like they ran into a brick wall, where their fights are all about money, because she believes, you don't love me because you're not willing to spend money on me. And he believes, you don't love me because you're not willing to save money for me. And so they fought and fought and fought.
So for those that, again, can relate to this, you're a professional clinical psychologist. It's not as if you can give sound advice on the air in 60 seconds. But that being said, say that power struggle, that dynamic, how can we break such things? What suggestions can you get along the lines of breaking through one frame of reference that's completely different from the other, and then the two are just...
Right. The most important thing I could say is, if you're fighting about
money... I'm getting stressed thinking about it.
Yeah,
I just want
right.
you to know.
You got to go home tonight and talk to your wife. Yeah. The most important thing I could say is, the thing is not the thing. And what I mean by that is,
true.
If you're really fighting and you're hot and you're angry about this, it's more than just the thing you're fighting about. Like with the couple I was just telling you about, it wasn't just about money, it was about love. She didn't feel loved, he didn't feel loved. You've got to get some insight. You've got to get underneath what you're fighting about. If you're angry, that's because there's something underneath your anger. And you've got to ask yourself, what else do I feel? Am I hurt? Am I scared? Do I feel unloved? Do I feel unimportant? Do I feel worthless? And you've got to have that conversation. If you're not talking about the emotion underneath the thing, you're stuck. And you're just going to be fighting about dollars and cents and objects in your world that all symbolize something to you that's emotionally significant.
Dr. Mark Baker is here from LaVie Counseling Centers. We are going to open the phone lines in just a little while if you have any questions or comments at all for Mark. Mark, how long have you been a clinical psychologist?
Since 1986.
Okay, so we're talking, it'll be 13 years in a year or two, or 30 years in a year or two. Mm-hmm. So that being said, culture's changed.
Mm-hmm.
How has your practice changed, or is it kind of the same dance over and over again, just masked in a different way?
Well, it has changed. The culture's changed underneath our feet, and it's not all for the better, but some of it is. For instance, when I was getting out of school in the 80s, there was a lot more suspicion in the church about psychology. I mean, Fuller was where I went to school. I have a master's of divinity and theology, and I'm ordained minister, and I also have a PhD in clinical psychology, and that was one of the few schools in the country at that time that was putting those things together. And I would go into churches, and there was a lot of suspicion. Boy, psychology you know, Freud's of Satan, and that shouldn't be here. And that was tough. That's not so much anymore. Christians are now much more aware that there are a lot of believers in the profession of psychology who can give you sound help and come alongside you with a biblical background. You know, if you're sitting across the room from a believer, there's a lot of that old stuff, Freudian stuff, that gets weeded out. So that's a good. So there's a shift that Christians are much more taking advantage of counseling than they did when I started. Some of the downsides are we live in a world where, that, especially with the younger kids, who are relating virtually. Their relationships are through devices and iPads and cell phones and Facebook. And so their relational skills are all filtered through the internet and through artificial forms of relationship. And what kids are saying to each other and the way they're relating to each other through this faceless sort of internet relationship is much different than what we do face to face. So some of it is shifting, and our values are shifting. People are not getting married like they used to get married. We have, I don't know what the statistic is, but it's close to half of babies being born are born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And the largest group of women that are having these are not teenagers. They're 30-year-old girls who are not getting married. And so the value of marriage has gone away. People are cohabitating. They're living together and not marrying their partner. And that's become much more socially accepted now. And that's wreaking havoc in children's lives. Because they have a father figure who'll come in their life for 3 years, and then he's gone. Another father figure will come in for the life for 3 years, and then he's gone. So we've got cultural challenges that we're trying to face.
We're going to open the phone lines in just a couple of moments when we break. One question directed to you. In almost 30 years of practice, does it kind of get overwhelming at times? Do you have moments where you're thinking, boy, I just don't know if... fill in the blank. It's got to be hard.
If this is working, if I'm doing any good.
Well, but yeah, that's one. But then another area, you could be doing tremendous good, but obviously you can't make someone do the work.
You can't. It is a burden at times, not just me, but for therapists, where we really want to come alongside people and help them and help free them from their unstuckness, and they just won't hear it. You know, they won't let us in. They can't take it in. And that does get burdensome. And I have had lots of years of therapy myself. I have a support group. I have a group of guys I've been in contact with for 25 years. And we, you know, share our stuff and deal with our struggles. And there are places where I go with other human beings that I can talk to about my stuff to deal with the frustrations in my life as well. So, yes, it is. But I have to tell you, I feel blessed to do what I do, to be able to help people and at their deepest point of pain is for me an honor. I feel a counseling session for me is holy ground. I feel like I should take off my shoes here because this is where God meets people at their deepest point of pain, and I'm honored to be there and come alongside them.
Dr. Mark Baker is here in studio from the LaVie Counseling Centers. If you have any questions or comments at all for Mark, we're going to open the phone lines to you right now. 888-995-KKLA are the numbers. 888-995-5552. We've talked extensively about post-holiday stress and some of the many issues that we're confronted with come New Year. We make these resolutions, and yet the realities of going back to work, that's an area we didn't talk about. Maybe we will on the other side. You have a few weeks off, you're relaxed, then you go back to the grind, and we live in very high-stressed, high-paced work atmospheres. So any questions or comments at all for Mark, 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. As we continue with this, the Frank Sontag Show on 99.5 KKLA. Rapid traffic time now from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Baker. You've heard me say that it's not a sin to be in pain, but if you're seriously struggling in your marriage or fighting with the people you're supposed to love the most, it can feel like it. Listen, the Bible tells us that it rains on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Bad times can fall on good people too. But the Bible also tells us that plans can fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's our calling here at the LaVie Christian Counseling Center, restoring broken relationships and healing hurting marriages. If your marriage or family is in pain, call us. God doesn't want you to just survive. He wants you to thrive. and we can help. LaVie Christian Counseling helps you heal. Call Dr. Mark Baker and his team on our special KKLA helpline, 800-801-5242. LaVie offices are in Pasadena, Santa Monica, and now in Orange County. Call 800-801-5242. That's 800-801-5242.
99.5 KKLA, this is the Frank Sontag Show. Dr. Mark Baker is here. He is Executive Director of LaVie Counseling Centers. We're talking about relationships and fears and spirituality, depression. We haven't mentioned, maybe we can talk in this segment a little bit about addictions and substance abuse. Many people struggle in that area. But we're also beginning to take your calls. 888-995-KKLA. Any questions or comments at all for Mark? In fact, let me take this call first because Kimberly has a very, very important angle on this particular topic. Kimberly from Grand Terrace, you're on the air on KKLA. Say hello to Dr. Mark Baker. Kimberly?
Hello, Dr. Mark. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing well and yourself. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, I was actually calling in. I was listening to you. Came in the very ending of, I just got off of work. But one of the things that I've been definitely searching for is grief counseling. And what I've been wondering, I tried to go to one Christian setting, and at that particular time, the counselor on the first session basically self-disclosed, and I knew more about him in the first 45 minutes than he knew about me. So what I want to know, basically, when you do your assessment, is it in that session that you'll let the person know exactly how many sessions they're looking to do for a person that have a heavy, heavy work schedule?
Right.
Is it all part of the assessment?
Right.
Time that they will let you know how many sessions that you would basically be looking at?
Well, there's two questions that I heard her.
Right.
Assessment and how long. That's a great question. But also I want you to talk after that about grief counseling and the importance of that, if you would, Mark.
Yeah, I will. Well, first, let me apologize for all therapists, for your previous therapist over-disclosing to you. That was completely inappropriate. And I hope you only stayed one session with him. yes, as in every profession, there are therapists who probably shouldn't be doing that. Just like in every other profession, there are people who are not great at what they do. We, fortunately, at our counseling center, I have the opportunity to go through dozens and dozens of applications before we hire someone. We're blessed to have a great group of people who would not do that, tell you their life story. Just to answer your question directly, it is usually not possible to tell you how many sessions counseling is going to go in the first session. The assessment is to help diagnose what's going on in your life, help give you a sense of whether or not counseling is even needed, what kind of counseling is needed, what kind of counseling your counselor offers. There are some counselors who only do short-term counseling, so they would need to say that in the beginning. There are some counselors who only work in 20 sessions or less, and so they would say that. There are other counselors who don't do that kind of counseling. So that's what you would get in the first session. This is the way I work. And if I do short-term counseling, they would tell you that. But most therapists probably wouldn't tell you exactly how many sessions this is going to take. You might have an insurance company that would tell you that. Insurance companies will say you only get 10 sessions or you only get 15. But counselors typically don't say that. For grief, it depends on the kind of grief. If it was a significant loss in your life, it is very common for people to be dealing with grief issues for 2 years. That is not uncommon at all. And for some people, it's longer. We have what we call complicated bereavement. If you have complicated bereavement, then that might mean that there are multiple losses or it brings up earlier traumas in your life. And that can go for even longer than that. So, and I'm talking just very general terms. I've also had people come to me for grief counseling who've stayed for much shorter time than that. So it depends on you, it depends on your issues and how complicated things get once we start opening things up. Now, the issue of grief is an important issue to deal with because a part of grief is depression. So you can be afraid something's bad, but actually grief is one of the few emotions where even though it feels bad, it is good. It is important for you to grieve, because grieving is your way of cleaning your heart to make ready for new love. So if you don't do your grief work, you can get blocked and not be able to love again. You can put barriers up with new relationships. You can create distance between you, yourself, and other people because you have not done your grief work, which is going through the general stages. I mean, they're not as specific as Kubler-Ross wants us to believe, but it's usually denial, anger, what we call bargaining, go back and forth, depression, and then acceptance. The end of grief is to accept the situation as it is so you're ready for new love.
Kimberly, thank you for calling. 888-995-KKLA are the numbers if you'd like to speak with Dr. Mark Baker, like Kate in Arcadia. Kate, you're on the air on KKLA. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Frank. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Kate.
I'm a big fan of LaVie.
Oh, thank you.
Big fan, and I just want to say that I wanted to make a comment that a couple years ago, I took my tax refund and took my son and I on vacation. Uh-huh. And last year, I felt the Lord say, because I heard the ads on KKLA, spend the money on counseling, LaVie, and I did. I didn't want to because I thought, I'm at church, I'm a Sunday school teacher, mm-hmm. I'm in a women's group, God mm-hmm. is big, I know the Word of God, I'm connected. We can do this, I can work this out, I've got a sponsor, I've worked my 12 steps with mm-hmm. Celebrate Recovery, I'm good.
Good.
But, I kept on hitting my head against the wall with recurring patterns.
Yep.
And you have a counselor there that I hope Kimberly's still listening. The Lord knows how many sessions. Mm-hmm. He knows the counselor.
Right.
And what I like about LaVie is that it had to be Christ-centered.
Yeah.
We prayed before. I felt very comfortable. And I opened up quickly. And we went deep. And Frank Sontag, the whole reason why I'm calling, and Dr. Baker, is that if one person that's driving or listening at home in their kitchen, one person that is struggling with depression or isolation or, like you said, addictions of any kind, mm-hmm. that treat yourself, do your kids and your family and your husband a favor and invest in yourself. Because I think it's in the Bible, isn't it, that it says, I desire truth in the inner being.
Right.
And you know what? The counselor that I was working with, he said, Kate, what did you do to comfort yourself as a child? I never had that asked of me before, And the other thing was your paperwork when you first get admitted talked about the iceberg effect. You might want to tell your listeners about that, where what we see right now,
right.
the anger, the depression, what's underneath.
Right, right.
And so I just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
Thank
Kate.
You, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you,
you
for
Kate.
That.
Thank you for sharing.
I appreciate your sharing that, and I hope others are encouraged by your story.
It's very powerful for Kate to say, I took my tax refund 2 years ago and went on a vacation. I was looking before the interview today, Mark, looking at different stories and articles on how to deal with stress, and the first one I hit, how to deal with stress, and the website was a counseling center, go unnamed, but it listed all of these places to go, hotel resorts, cruises. So Kate, 2 years ago, in a sense, followed that. And then to have the sensitivity to maybe sense the prompting of the Holy Spirit to say, no, Kate, it's so admirable to hear you say you're involved in all of these things.
Right.
And yet,
right.
in some cases, absolutely,
right.
it's a benefit to say, you know what, I can only improve the situation more by being in relationship and finding a wonderful place like LaVie.
Absolutely. It's a testimony to her maturity to say, I am growing spiritually, and I know that I can benefit from an emotional counseling, from a Christian counseling center where someone is professionally trained to help me with the emotional part of my life.
Dr. Mark Baker is here from LaVie Counseling Centers. If you'd like to call, questions, comments, we will continue with that. 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. And Mark, on the other side, I want to talk and ask you about, as Kate was mentioning, the iceberg effect. It's really a powerful example of maybe areas we need to revisit and take a look at. All of that is next. 888-995-KKLA on the Frank Sontag Show. As we pause now for rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center. 99.5 KKLA, this is the Frank Sontag Show. We're talking about stress, and after the Christmas holidays and relationships and marriage and money and anxieties and fears and a whole host of things, Dr. Mark Baker is here from Levy Counseling Centers. And Mark, before we take another call or two, on the break, you and I were having a conversation about this idea of it's an ongoing work in progress. In other words, I was sharing about my marriage and some of the growth challenges for both of us. And sometimes you reach a point where it seems like everything is really good, and the propensity is to say, okay, let's just cruise home now. And you started to share right before we went on the air about, okay, at the very least, be careful of that.
Yeah, well, we left off with the iceberg effect in the last segment, which applies to this. You think you know yourself, but what we have found is that just like an iceberg sitting in the water, only 10% of the ice is above the water. 90% of that iceberg is below the water. And nobody ever sinks a boat by hitting the ice that they see. You're just going by, the Titanic going by an iceberg crashed into the 90% that's below the water. And that's where we all crash into each other, is with that piece of ice, which is the majority of our mind, is below our conscious awareness, below what we're able to really think about. That's outside of our, the unconscious just means outside of your awareness. So the part of your mind that's operating outside of your awareness is what bumps into the part of the other person's mind that's operating outside of their awareness. So most of our fights we're having, we don't even know where we're bumping into each other. The parts that's really getting me, the part that's really grinding me, the part that's really upsetting me is out of my awareness. So you may think everything's fine, but that's just the part you can see. The part of your mind that you can't see is active and working all the time.
For those of you that we don't get to, we've got pretty much a full board. We're only able to take just a few calls in the remaining segment. We'll give all the information out for Dr. Baker at the end, by which you can contact him off air as well. Mester in Winnetka, you're on the air on KKLA with Dr. Mark Baker on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Mester.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Mester.
We're well.
Hi. I'm listening to your program, and it's hitting home.
Yeah.
And I wish I can get some help.
Well, tell me what's going on. What's going on, mister?
I feel like lonely. You know, even if I have my family with me, I feel lonely.
Yeah.
Especially on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, you're saying that, you know, that people have problems with their family, their parents and stuff. And
yep.
It's hard sometimes. I'm trying to understand myself.
Are you married, mister? Are you single?
I'm married.
You're married. Okay. So you've got your own family. And then you have your, I guess, extended family that you saw over Christmas?
Yes.
And you're feeling lonely?
Yes. That's with my mom and stuff, and it's hard.
Does your wife understand, you think?
I really don't understand. I don't think so.
Don't think so. Okay. Well, you know, it sounds like it's really getting you in the heart, man. And this has really touched a chord for you. And I'm glad you're calling me right now, because I can tell you this is the kind of thing that you can get help for. There are people who can come alongside you who are trained to help get some clarity on what's not working here and what can we do differently. How can you reach out to your mother in a way that's different? And how can you communicate to your wife in a way that makes you feel understood? And I think that's what you need to do. That's the step you need to take, is to make that call to get help. Now, I don't know where you live, but if you're not near one of our counseling centers, I'll find somebody near you that you can go see, that you can sit down with, and talk face to face.
Yeah, I'll appreciate that, because it's hard. I know it's really hard.
Yeah, it sounds like it. If you're feeling lonely and you're in relationship with these people, then there's something going on that we need to address in terms of your communication that's not working. You're not getting connected to the people that you love in the way that you need. And there are skills we can help you with to help you connect better.
Mester, thank you for the call. I'm going to put you back on hold and let you talk to JJ. We're going to get your number and make sure that we get some people to help you with the struggle. And thank you for reaching out and calling the program today. We're very grateful that you did.
That's right.
For those of you that would like to contact Dr. Mark Baker at LaVie Counseling Center, his website is drmarkbaker.com. Easy enough, drmarkbaker.com. Also, the KKLA helpline is 800-801-5242, 800-801-5242. Mark, we've got about 60 seconds. Mester's phone call is very symbolic in that many people may be in that position,
right,
and they won't make that call for many reasons.
Right.
Talk about the importance of making that call.
It is. We have all these other ideas about how we're supposed to be tough and independent, and if we have painful feelings, it's a sign of some weakness on our part or a lack of faith on our part, and it is not a lack of faith to be in pain. As I've said often, it's not a sin to be in pain. You know, Jesus came to suffer and die. He came to teach us about what the relationship is between suffering and love. And if we're suffering emotionally, there are ways that we can, things we can learn about how to connect with God and others in a way that makes that meaningful. And that's what we do. Our therapists are professionally trained to help you convert your stress and your suffering into love in your life and to teach you how to connect with others in a way that makes the suffering in your life what C.S. Lewis calls smart suffering. C.S. Lewis says there's smart suffering and there's stupid suffering. There's suffering that drives us into relationship with God and others, and there's suffering that divides us from God and others. And smart suffering is the suffering that drives us into relationship with God and others. And that's what all counseling is helping you develop the skills to use the pain in your life to drive you into better relationships with God and others.
Dr. Mark Baker from LaVie Counseling Centers. Again, drmarkbaker.com is the website, the KKLA helpline, 800-801-5242. Mark, always good to see you. Thank you for coming to the KKLA studios.
Always good.
When we continue, we're going to talk about foster care, adoption, and how does God equip us to address these areas in our lives. That's next here on the Frank Sontag Show on 99.5 KKLA. Rapid traffic time from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.